And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Oh, good day today. We're going to do some more goodies. Yeah, we got some other conversations to have, and we're getting near, and if you build it, they'll come, and all of a sudden they got the standards, too, and all the people that said it was impossible, and you're not allowed, and you can't. We do. Well, another we-doer guy, Joshua Killeen. He lives up in Yavapai County, which is north central, you know, I-40 kind of runs the top two-thirds of Arizona east to west. And you have, kind of Sholo-ish there. You have Holbrook, you got Albuquerque in New Mexico. You go Holbrook, and then it gets eventually a Winslow, and you go to Flagstaff, and then you got... Kingman on the border over there, getting close to California, Nevada border. Now, in between Kingman and Flagstaff, a little wide spot in the hole in the wall, kind of, you know, there, Ash Fork. Okay. Now, Ash Fork, this is where Adam Kokesh has built his farm, ranch, whatever, up there, and doing his domes and kind of having some fun. That's his base of wherever he parks his RV when he's got it. All right. So, in that community, there are other people. Some moved there. Some are inspired. I could kind of like be free off the highway here out in the middle of the desert. Let's do that. People, you know, been there for decades, just went there to be left alone in the Arizona desert. Now, here down in the valley, that when the valley used to have some more valley, and it wasn't subdivision up to every mountain, it used to be in the East Valley. It was called Apache Junction. I mean, it was out in the boonies. And people, all of a sudden, you'd see a mud hut out in the on the Lone Prairie on the horizon. Kind of the guy moved from Ohio to be left alone, and I'm here. 20 years later, the highway comes in, and the man we just incorporated, and you need to be on the sewer system. And oh, by the way, you're in violation of, and the code enforcement of, we got fines, and we wanted to buy your property to put a fire department on. I mean, I've seen it over and over. It was Florence. Then it was Apache Junction. Now you're seeing exactly the same thing happen in Quartzsite. Quartzsite, they'll have 100,000 RVs will descend in about another 2 months. You're going to have 100,000 RVs out there, people out in the desert. Well, they build up a community around, if we got fines, when we make some money in your permit and you got a ticket. Okay, I've been through this all the time. You would think Ash Fork, you know, be the sphincter of the universe, and nobody out in the middle of nothing with no water and no and the trees, and they, you know, whatever forest or thing is that they just laid waste to this valley and, you know, scraped it up for somebody or something. Then it's starting to recover back decades later, and now and they're living out there. Well, can you just be left alone? Hell no! Not if some developer or somebody wants it. Now, we have next Thursday, Clint Bullock is Arizona Supreme Court Justice, is going to be on the show. He's a good friend. He's been on regular basis. We should have him on more regularly. And the reason I had him on is because I had Victor Rich, which is the CEO and head guy in charge, you know, big politico from back in the day, whatever, that's now Goldwater Institute. And when I had him on, and when we're talking to Clint about this next week, is this case. Because I'm going, look, it's property rights. And for the 2020 election cycle, any attempt at an initiative or heck, just to get it up and made you look or whatever, I want to be able to build my dome, build my do whatever. There's a tiny house, something on a Lone Prairie. If it pleases the crown, may I dwell on my own land. May I occupy my own? I can occupy this sidewalk in front of everybody and take a crap on the sidewalk, but I can't live on my own land with my own house and none your business. Hell no. Where the hell? What free country has that? You know, I'm going, no. So Joshua Killeen, is a decorated U.S. Army veteran who, after an honorable discharge, went on to start his own business in the wedding photo and video industry. Being deployed across the globe, he has personally seen what happens when society collapses. This being said, he and his wife, Emily, decided to build a space that not only provided economic security by offering a space for wedding and wellness retreats to the public, but also offered an opportunity to be a self-sustaining, self-reliant, off-grid homestead for him and his family. This, unfortunately, doesn't seem to be conducive to the plans of the Yavapai County government has for its rural communities. He is now in the fight of his life to keep his property and his home. I've been through this many times before, but we have the internet now. And he's getting, you know, talking about it and did a video about it. Here it is. You want to see it? Here we go. So that's the buildup for Joshua. All right. You got a few minutes before we go to the end of this break. Joshua, fill in the gaps there and what we're going to be talking about. We'll get to it in the next segment. Go.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, give us you know, were you able to hear my intro and all the issues and what we're talking about?
I was, yes. Thanks for the intro. To summarize, so we found out after we were attacked by Yavapai County that this is not just happening to us. It's happening to many different families in our area. We actually just had our first Yavapai County Town Hall last night, 6 p.m. They do one of these a year for each community in Yavapai County.
Who does it?
Yavapai County, the different departments, Development Services, Public Works, Public Safety, or Public Health, all the departments, they have a town hall where the residents of each community are supposed to go there and be able to ask questions.
Okay, now this meeting was in Ash Fork?
They canceled the last one that we were supposed to have in Ash Fork, so all of us in our community from Ash Fork went down to the Paulden Town Hall. Because that was they only do one of these a year.
Okay, now what's the town, Paulden? What was it called?
Paulden, just about 30 minutes south of us on the 89.
Well, man, that's even smaller wide spot than Ash Fork, isn't it?
Technically, because it's so close to Chino Valley, it's kind of they kind of merge there, so it is larger than Ash Fork. But, okay. But they had a community center down there, so we.
But why did they wait? Why did they cancel the Ash Fork one?
The last opportunity, the last meeting that we had to address our concerns to Supervisor Craig Brown was canceled due to them finding out how many of us wanted to go and we're upset.
Yeah. They had these meetings, just say they had the meeting and tell you what they're going to do to you at the meeting. And if you're not there to bitch, that's even better. So they go, but now you got to complain, you want to go on the record, you got to videotape. I'm like, hell no.
So that's exactly what we did last night. We went, we kept it quiet. About 25 of us from the Arizona Rural Landowners Association, which was started here in Ash Fork.
How long ago?
You know, I believe it was last year that that Lynn and George started that.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure. Now, who's Lynn and George?
They are the people that started Arlo, which is our foundation to fight this fight.
Well, are they the older couple, or are they, you know, someone else, a new person? How long they've been there?
So Lynn is actually, if you watch the YouTube videos, it's one of the videos that was posted on Freedom Phoenix. She was the one that was yelled at and screamed at by David Williams in the Yavapai County office building. She's one that is also under attack by Yavapai County.
Okay. Now, you went down to this meeting last night. What happened?
We prepared to record it. We did record it. We got video and audio recording. And we had a list of seven or eight questions that we passed out to our different members that went to.
Okay, it's not crowded up against the music here. We'll get to the meeting. You're getting all ready to record and everything. We'll find out everything when we come back. Now, this is, you know, these are people went to be left alone. They weren't left alone. It's their homes. How motivated might they be? How can we help? Well, we can at least follow the story. I can at least do that. Might even go up and see something. We'll be right back.
The overall picture in the real estate market today is one of frustration when you take many factors into consideration. The housing market pundits would have you believe that everything is okay, but the long-term trending on the real estate numbers say otherwise. You are starting to see another wave of commercial and retail center vacancies, which follows a downturn in the residential market. So when you are ready to sell your house, I can help. This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can take some of the guesswork out of the home selling process, providing you with market trends in your area and detailing what you can expect before, during, and after the transaction. Being in the real estate business for almost 20 years now has afforded me knowledge of the market, networking with industry specialists along the way, and that includes professionals that can help after the sale to help protect your assets. So let's get moving today. Please feel free to call or message me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, or visit my webpage at donnahancock.com.
Okay, we're looking at the audience seeing pictures. And it's pretty places, and you're pretty, and they're all pretty. Okay. Now, Juniper Wood Ranch is what they did back in the 60s is, and I moved here when I was a kid from Florida in like 72 or something. And my mother's family's from here. They're all the, you know, invasion of Lehi and East Mesa, the Mormon community of whatever. So this state has a bunch of Mormon community land doing kind of stuff from back when. What they did is when they were selling, they had Goldwater, Barry Goldwater was part of this thing. They were really pushing buying land and get your own land. It's really cheap in Arizona. And, you know servicemen in the Philippines and here, and you get from Senator Goldwater inviting you to buy land. I mean, it was craziness what they were doing. But what they did is, you see these maps, these like Juniper Ranch, what they did is they go out and they just survey. And when they survey all this stuff, what did they do? They blocked it off. They, you know, put in like, oh, here's your roads, here's the square, buy this, you get an acre of nothing out in the middle of the nothing. And people would pay, I don't know, $1,000, $2,000 for just a piece of nothing. But the reason they did this, they found, oh, here's an intersection. All right, here's a wide spot in the road. Here's a something, and boom, and they did it. Well, as decades go on and, you know, technology changes, you got, you know, satellite internet will make a big difference. Solar power will make a big difference. You got more tech to be able to help you live in aquaponics and grow and chicken, whatever. All of a sudden, open land starts to become more valuable. And here in Arizona, and I'm on I-40, like, okay, you know, just like you guys did for whatever reason, boom, we're here. Well, these communities were really real estate scams back in the day. And that's why they're plotted. Who the hell plotted the desert out here to sell whatever? It was just them doing real estate scams across the planet. I got some land in Arizona, okay? But now that they're surveyed, now that they're blocked out, now that they're on the tax rolls, now that they can sell it, hell, they even put it up for auction. It's probably owned by the county for God knows how long, and the auction for $300, I got me a lot. So this is where these communities are starting to grow up again. They've always known you were there. Hell, they probably owned you at one time. So the thing is that now somebody's got, ooh, we got surveyed, blocked off, and we can make and do a campground or a development or a high-rise or a solar farm or a, you know, freaking weapon depot, something, whatever the hell it's going to be, and you're in the way. And I'm just wondering how they're doing it, who's doing it, what's your defense? That's what we're talking about. Here we go.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Bora feeling, actual factual information, right straight from the peoples that be a living there, and the rubber of the jackboot meeting their neck on the road. Okay, so here we go. And it doesn't matter if it's the left jackboot or the right jackboot or the jackboot on your throat party. You know, that's the goal. Well, yeah, but they had a public meeting that they canceled, okay? So then they go to the next fight. I mean, it's amazing. It's just a game. And Yavapai County is one of the more corrupt counties in the state because it's been kind of isolated. They know you get, you know, Bubba gets and his buddies get this part of the government, and these guys get this, and anybody that attacks us, we you know, put the hammer down on, whatever. And there's a bunch of freedom guys kind of moving in to Juniper Wood Ranch, and they ain't having none of it. So here it comes. Now, it is a battle for, I mean, this is it. And if you're living there, Joshua, how long have you lived there? I'm sorry, I didn't have the button pushed. How long have you lived there?
Just over 2 years now.
Okay, 2 years, and when you went there and you selected this place, was based on what? How'd you even know about it? Why did you go there? What were you hoping to find? What did you get for when, you know, are you disillusioned? Did you expect this battle? Tell us everything.
We had no idea. We were originally looking, I'm from Arizona. We were living in California when we had the idea to build this, to start this project. A family member of mine told me about the properties for sale in Ash Fork. And we drove out and we fell in love with it. It was all usable land. It was much more cost effective. And so we purchased. And the year that we purchased is when they went through an overhaul on all their codes and their processes. And I'd like to go back a little bit into the who, how, and why.
Go.
That's okay. So this
is what you want. We got all the preliminaries. I think everybody understands where we're at. So now you can just tell your story, and then we'll get in the next segments of what they're doing and everything. But you purchasing it and your first experiences and why, your motivations, what you had hoped. And I go fight for America and freedom of, and I get there, and if it pleases the crown, can I dwell on my own land? Go.
Perfect. So this is Development Services within Yavapai County. Development Services and their nuisance abatement teams or their county code inspectors that's spearheading this. When we purchased the property, there were unpermitted buildings on it. We knew that. We knew that we were going to have to come into compliance, or they were going to force us to come into compliance, rather. And we knew that if we wanted to operate a business in a residentially zoned area, that we were going to have to get what's called a conditional use permit to operate a business in a residential area. What happened with us personally and how we came into this fight is we were advertising for our business prior to opening, which any business does. Many businesses do that on social media, Facebook and Instagram. I don't know how, I'm assuming they're actively searching for this sort of thing, because now we've seen that they've done this to multiple other small businesses in our area and homes on Facebook advertisement through Facebook posts. So they took screenshots of all of our Facebook posts advertising for what we were opening. And then they took us in, they served us with a violation, threatening us with multiple $7,500 injunctions and $500 a day fines until we tore everything off of our property. And so we went into the hearing, and they forced us to stop advertising for our business prior to coming into compliance, which we looked through all the codes. There's nothing in any of the codes that states we cannot advertise prior to opening and prior to obtaining the proper permitting. So we were forced to sign an affidavit admitting guilt.
Whoa. Forced, why? What was the stick and carrot, you know, they got you to force you what?
Their exact words were, yes, you can fight this and you can continue to advertise if you want, but we're going to fine you $7,500 right now and $500 a day until you tear everything off of your property and leave it.
Unless you sign here.
If you sign this affidavit, we will give you 6 months to come into compliance, yes.
Wow, that's how they work.
And they've been doing this to multiple other families, not necessarily on the small business scale, but on the permit violation or the code violation.
Is there anyone willing to challenge it? Anyone going, you know, hey, you know, no, let's go to court. If it pleases the crown, I want to live on my land. See, this is why we're talking with the Supreme Court justices next week and the Goldwater Institute, and we're going to do this anyway. We had already planned this, that it's a land thing. If it, you know, you can occupy sidewalks, but you can't occupy your own land. And I'm going, what the hell kind of mindset is going on here? Well, the reason is because they can. They see some money. I don't know. What do you think the government's motivation for treating you this way is? Why? What's behind it?
The only logical explanation that we can come up with is, and we've gotten a lot of outside information from other developers, smaller developers, friends and family that are in the home building and development industry, and from other instances that have happened the exact same way in California, New Mexico.
Yeah.
They're paving the way for a land grab, for a mega development. There was an article in 2016 published in a Seattle paper that cited Ash Fork, little old Ash Fork, as the most prime raw development opportunity in America.
You're done. You just got laser. You know, Ash Fork's got a push pin in it. Ash Fork's got a push pin in it, and here they come. Okay? Now, the reason Quartzsite had the same exact problems we have been fighting with for like 20 years over there, and it was Ash Fork. You know where Quartzsite is? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Quartzsite, Ash Fork, same thing. Now, Ash Fork is northern part on I-40. Quartzsite's on I-10, almost identical situation. And they're going after, because it has access through Ash Fork, goes down to Prescott. It goes up to I-40. It's near Flagstaff, Sedona, whatever. And it's like where they were developing a lot of places around Kingman. You know, they're just going east. You know, so here, yeah, Ash Fork is now, I guarantee there's somebody with a plan, and they do the consulting of the PR firm of the League of Cities and Towns Economic Development. We got the guys and the city clerk and the county manager, the blah, 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 from our list. I've been to their meetings, their annual report stuff, kind of. They just signed on the 99th, the last, like 2-3 years ago, the last municipality in Arizona that was yet to be a League of Cities and Towns. And they have their own mechanisms by which they do this exact thing, and they keep getting better and better at it, and they use EPA. It's going to be a water thing. You got to be on the municipal system, and yada, yada, yada. Here it comes, and you're right in the middle of it. I want to help you fight this. We'll do it, but I'm telling you, this is the battle. You are not going to just kind of, they leave you alone thing, like they kind of backed off a little bit on Adam. They went, wait, we just wait a little bit. Well, they've gathered their forces, and here they come. Do you guys want to be an example, or you want to just sell out? You wait and negotiate a thing, do it. When we come back, we're going to find out what the goal is and how much this Army vet is willing to go on the front lines, because he's on the front lines, and I don't even know if you guys see it. You're starting to feel it, but I mean, Ash Fork's got a push pin in it. Here we freaking go.
Free Talk Live.
You feel me? You understand what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. David Williams, really quick. David Williams, the director of development services, he owns a planning and development consulting company.
Of course he does.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's crazy. Arlo is coming together to fight this. I'm kind of the face right now because I had the ability to do the YouTube videos. There's a lot of just people that don't have any tech savvy out here. I mean, people that just moved out here to want to be left alone.
Yeah, no, they've internet connection. What's that? They don't care.
Exactly. And I've Deborah Robinette, who is a longtime activist.
No, I know her well. She's the one that made us aware of this. She's, for the audience, she's the one that did the Revolution March on July 12th of 08 that I emceed.
Yes.
And watched it as a big Ron Paul thing. She's big Ron Paul from California. I want to get out of California freaking. I'm not going to Californicate Arizona. I'm going to de-Californicate it, okay? So she came and said, yeah, I can have land. Dude, we got a little bit done. So they went out. I haven't been to her property yet. I know they got some domes or something we did they go play on or whatever. But I am very aware from the early 90s, Florence, Apache Junction, Quartzsite, and now Ash Fork, and I'm sure there's a bunch in between. But I know the mechanism, and what they do is they have like four or five positions that they have to fill. One, they need the city attorney. or county attorney or whatever, some attorney's office. Then they need the police chief or the sheriff's department or something, and I got a gun and a badge. Then they need city clerk or something that does the recordings and so on and all that. Then they got the town manager, and they got the municipal judge. So when you got all three branches of the government aligned against the rights of the individual, you find yourself in a free speech zone, you know, constitutionally, of course, because they say it's okay. So I understand exactly what you're up against. Now, what they have done is they created this League of City and Town thing, which was part of this Rio-Kyoto Treaty, Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, all that kind of crap. And how they were doing it and how they set this up and how they were going to enforce it is by filling these positions to be able to give you your fine. This is what they are doing, and they've been doing it all over. And the first thing they have to have is there isn't an elected official government. It's not like you have a city council and mayor that get to do anything. We've had libertarians get elected to Sholo, their vice mayor. Okay, now I want the budget. Nope, can't have it. What? I'm elected and people not want to see the budget and your obligations for the pension funds of all these fire and police you keep hiring to give tickets to everybody that we're paying. I want to see the pension. They've done, no, you can't see it. What? It's called the town manager scenario, whatever the hell they call it. So your elected officials don't mean squat. It is this infrastructure that they put, and it's all about doing the will of they, them, those that want to develop your land, and you're just in the way, and they got the mechanism to do it, and these guys make bank on it. In fact, they get in those positions to be the consultant for the big giant developer of we got the land, and all these guys sit back, their hands clean, go, hey man, when you guys get it all set up and you got taken care of and get these riffraff off the land, then we'll talk. Well, now they're in that process right now.
Yep. That's absolutely. I feel like I'm in a movie right now. It's different when it happens to you. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. And you hear about this and you know, and this is what the ultimate goal and why government's bad and all that kind of, but then they do it. And you were doing it. And that's why I want to cover this. You know, I'm being kind of selfish because it's making my freaking point. All right, here we go.
LRN.FM for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.LRN.FM.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Yeah, when the man comes around and he be a coming. You know, this is one thing that I want to emphasize is there is no quick fix for this. This is not going to happen. This is going to be, you know, it's going to be a battle for. And if you're willing to do it and you want to be, you know, the front out there and what choice do you got, or you're kind of, you know, and you're not in it to $1 billion or whatever. I mean, you're young and you got the future and this could be what you're known for forever and always. But this is the mistake that a lot of people make. They take this on and they are on this one issue, my house and home, and kind of their entire life is destroyed. They, you know, go to jail. They, you know, they're with their rifle. They get charged with whatever. And look for something to charge you with, so you got to be careful. And they need a criminal indictment. They need criminal. All this civil and stuff going on, yeah, we need criminal. We want to make them a criminal, a crime. And then it all, here we go. So you have to make a decision now where you're going with this. So how deep are you into this? You had an investment. You thought you were free. I go fight for my country. I come back. I'm out in the middle of the, you can't get, you go look at the, I mean, there's not a whole lot of places you can look on the earth, certainly in the United States, that doesn't have any lights. Okay. I mean, you're in the middle of nothing. So that is, how much have you spent? How much are you in? Are you going down? A lot of these guys are 62 years old with cancer and sending your Waco killers, and man, I got my shotgun. But you're, you know, what? How invested are you? How far are you willing to go with this?
So right now we have a really good group, Ernest. We have a really good group of you know, Deborah Robinette is really helping us out a lot. We have a good group of level-headed and committed individuals who are not, I mean, this, I own two other businesses that are successful. This was kind of our retirement plan. This is our legacy. This, we invested to answer your question, we've invested a lot. I want to say for out here, we've invested a lot, over $300,000 just in this project. And then that's fine. We have a beautiful space. We have 20 acres. We are creating something great. We have community, almost unanimous community support. We're bringing something really great to this community.
All the more reason to shut you up.
Right. So to answer your question on how far we're willing to go, me personally, and I know Deborah as well, and the other, you know, members of Arizona Rural Landowners Association, we're doing this right. We're doing this carefully. And we are 100% committed. The methods that they are using to enforce these are criminal. It's not civil. They're using coercion. They're trespassing.
Yeah, but they're the government. They can do whatever, and then when you sue them, and we're sovereign immunity if we've got guns and suck it.
Well, you
know, they say and supposed to do, and even the law says, don't mean squat. What matters is public opinion and what you're doing. That's what's right. Why do you think they canceled their Ash Fork meeting?
Right. Well, what's also funny is the from last year, Jacob Lane, who was the county inspector, who has now been replaced by David Dieterle, Rebecca Borowski, who is Jacob Lane's boss, has now completely, she disappeared. Tammy DeWitt, who was the lead planner for development services, is now working for Prescott City. They've been, over the last 6 months, all of these individuals have been replaced or resigned. And Yavapai County.
Oh, they brought in an A team. Oh, we got to get rid. You ain't doing it right. We got to know this. You are. Oh, I do you realize how much you're got a pushpin in it? And it's here it comes. I mean, I've been through this before. Do you realize you're coming up against unlimited resources, money, and they, them, those of a million, two here, whatever, to go get rid of y'all and do whatever they want to do is common. Do you realize that?
Absolutely. I also realize that they've lost before. They lost a multi-million-dollar lawsuit for doing another shady thing to another person, not a big developer, somebody that came out here, purchased a bunch of property with the idea to, I'm talking large parcels, to break it down into not, you know, one or single acre parcels, but smaller parcels, 2 5-acre. And they had advised him that he could do this. He started improving the entrances to these smaller parcels. And then they just said, no, you can't now. And he sued him and took him to the ringer. And I know it's possible. I know it's going to be a hard road. We all know that. But we're committed.
Okay. Are you able at a young age like this with the resources you've already put in there, are you able to walk away and you don't have to put a bullet in your mouth?
Yes.
Okay. This is where it's going. I've seen so many young idealistic, but there's a constitution, whatever people, and you want to help them and they get encouragement and they'll go, "Woo, we're right because it says right here in the constitution, the precedent of whatever." And I'm going, whoa, you're going in like that, thinking these pieces of paper and America is going to save you. You are destined to fail. If you are willing to take the hit, we're going to go all the way. And then you don't got to like lay waste to anybody or anything, but you're just like, all right, we're going to make them do it. Make them say it. I want you to say it. I want you to bring in the tanks. You got it. And you know, I'm not going to resist or, you know, certainly physical violence. They want you to, they need you to do that. So you go through all the way to the end and make them be the bad guy and look at it, they're the bad guy. Okay. You're willing to do that. I will help. The problem is whenever I help people doing this kind of stuff, but they took my, I go, of course they, what'd you think was going to happen? You're going to out them. You're going to get, now maybe you might win, but that's just them lifting. They quit hitting me on the head with a hammer. Oh, finally they stopped hitting me on the head. No, they were just raising it. They're going to raise, boom. Here they come again. 2 years later, another year. What has to happen is everybody knows what's happening. It's general public opinion. There are changes in the way people think and see what's going on. And then they jump in front of the parade and pass some legislation or something that we're willing to work on as initiatives, as a, just to get it out. I don't care if you collect one signature, but this is the initiative. If it pleases the crown, may I dwell on my own land, you sons of bitches. Okay. That is where I want to help, but I can get you in deeper trouble by bringing this attention. Now, it looks like you guys are all doing it, but when you guys have your meetings, I just want to make sure you understand they're going to get what they want to get, even if they got to go, God, but in the, it's not the destination, it's the journey. This journey that you're going through, you'll out a lot of things, you'll push back a little bit, you'll help a little bit, and you might even win. But the risk is so high, I just want to make sure you're willing to pay it.
Absolutely. We are, at the same time that we were fighting this fight, we're coming into compliance. We obtained our conditional use permit, which was crazy. Two board hearings, planning and zoning, board of supervisors, $3,000 non-refundable application fee.
We've
done that. We had unanimous approval. We had 30 people come in from the community and support that. We just obtained our septic discharge. We are going through their hoops. So they cannot say we are refusing to come into compliance. We are fighting this fight at the same time. And I don't think they realize that. I know this has happened before, but I don't think Yavapai County Development Services realizes the community that they're messing
with. No, they don't. And they will, and when they do, like with Adam kind of, you know, giving them what for and everything, and they're, whoa, tell you what, we'll leave you alone. You don't go on the internet and tell everybody, and we'll just kind of, we'll be back in a couple of years and screw you.
Exactly. Yeah. He was afraid of what Adam was doing. He met up with Adam, and what happened.
Okay, now this is going to happen, I guarantee it. Now, people that are on the stream, I want you to look at this. Here, let me pause it. Okay, this is Ash Fork. All I'm showing is the high desert, you know, the brown grass and the junipers and kind of looking in the mountains in the distance with a little bit of snow dusting. This is Ash Fork. There is nothing there, which for a lot of people, that's the draw. They're going, damn, this is like a blank canvas. I can do whatever the hell I want. Now, I want a little bit of terrain. I pick one that kind of, you know, so you get a little gravity flow or you got a little drainage, you kind of, you know, woohoo, then boom, you dial it in. Do you have any pictures of your operation there other than your tiny house?
Absolutely. If you go on Ananda Retreat AZ on Instagram or Ananda Retreat on Facebook.
All right, we're going to do that and show the audience when we come back. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
From the first letter of Dr. Idris Barber, I've healed many landlubbers, but could have healed countless more if they were willing to break the law to preserve themselves. The Crown required that I obey leeching privateers who didn't share my oath to do no harm. I was forbidden from discussing the treatments I knew patients needed. The Crown claims to protect landlubbers from bankrupting medical expenses, but only seduces them into begging for relief, while privateers monopolize the management of chronic illness. This royal alliance has constructed a medical hegemony that denies science, discredits alternative remedies, and mandates unwanted treatments, while callously ignoring the victims dying on waiting lists. They have produced a society increasingly addicted, impoverished, diseased, and suicidal. My conscientious objections and medical ambitions required not only seeing this cage, but leaving it. That's why I raised my black banner. Among pirates, the Crown's tantrums are irrelevant. You own your body without qualification. Open ocean medicine enables healers and customers to build a relationship of mutual consent. Prices decrease, quality increases, and physicians become as accessible as barbers. Customers determine their own medical care, whether that's experimental treatments, prohibited plants, controversial procedures, bootleg pharmaceuticals, or even the right to die. Any system of command and control is rejected. In time, artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, genetic engineering, and cybernetic prosthetics could take the human condition beyond our imagination. Medical augmentation could eliminate aging, enhance intelligence, and erase our fundamental physical limitations. With the Crown in our wake and the individual at the helm, we are free to pursue an unfettered life. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
Okay, this is one thing. First off, give me the Ananda, whatever. What would you call it?
So it's A as an Alpha, N as November, A as an Alpha, N as November, DA Retreat. And there's a couple in California that are non-related. Ananda is a Sanskrit term. It doesn't matter. It's Ananda Retreat on Facebook. Ananda Retreat AZ is the Instagram handle. And there's lots of photos of our property on there that aren't just our tiny home. That's kind of
Ananda Retreat AZ.com is not you?
That's a website, Ananda Retreat ACM.
Okay, I just went looking for some pictures, man. You know, I mean, so Donna, it's AnandaRetreatAZ.com. Put that link in the show notes.
And there's a lot more photos that are easier to access on the Facebook page.
All right, so I go Ananda Retreat Facebook. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep, just search Ananda Retreat. And it's the logo is a tree with a Navajo ring around it.
Ananda Retreat Facebook. Yeah, let's get all this stuff up because we don't have this. And it's not like, you know, jumping out at me somewhere. I need to, you know, where's the page for this? Just your YouTube channel? And is there links on the YouTube channel to these other things? I mean, you know, I'd make it easy on me, man.
I've kept the business separate from all the stuff I'm doing on YouTube. I've kept the Our Tiny Homestead Facebook page and the Our Tiny Homestead YouTube channel separate.
Okay, well, you got this barn thing and the grass area. So you actually do weddings there?
We're trying to, yeah.
Yeah, weddings make some bank, man. I know how that goes.
Yeah, I've been in the wedding industry for 11 years. I mean,
yeah, you could make, you know, one weekend, you can make $20,000 profit. I mean, it's like, woohoo, you know?
That's our case against David Williams right now. He forced us to stop advertising without... It wasn't a violation of code.
Yeah. All right. Here we're coming back. Here we go.
Yep.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies.
I see green in the desert. You know, these guys have got, you know, what they did is they got land out there. And I know, you know, you have kids, everybody get married all the time. They spend ridiculous amounts of money. You're not even talking to anybody about having a place to do unless you're going $5,000-$10,000 of whatever. Then you add on, and it's easy. You can make in a weekend $20,000 on doing. They go and being a wedding photographer and so on. Joshua knows that, and he goes, "Man, if I had a place, I haven't thought of it too." I'm going, "Damn! All I need is like a little pond and put a little archway thing and a nice scenic background and some green grass and lawn chairs. Crap! Sorry. I just made $5,000. Damn."
Yeah.
All right. So that's what you're trying to do, set up, and they go, "No, you didn't pay enough to the man." And we got, because what happens is when you start having established, permitted, did all your stuff, comply people, and they're going, "Damn it, they're complying and they're making money." Well, then that's the people that they start screwing with, or they start offering you money if you don't do enough. You got to be on the municipal. If we just decided this one thing and it's $20,000 and sucks to be you and you're condemned. I've seen this over and over and over, but rarely are they going up against revolutionaries that know what they really are, aren't stupid, and want to get some. How are you going to do that? What's your weight? What's your weapon?
Our weapon is the methods that they have used, our main weapon, and their violations of civil liberties. We had just got married. Our wedding was the first wedding out here. We decided that we wanted to get married on our own space. And shortly after that, I was driving to the property, and there's a big white Yavapai County pickup blocking my entrance to our ranch property.
Blocking?
Yep, blocking. Couldn't get past him. And I wasn't expecting anything. We hadn't started doing business yet. We weren't doing anything wrong. And I got out of the truck. He said, "Are you Joshua Killeen?" I said, "Yeah. How you doing?" And he said, "Here, I got something for you." And he slapped me with that violation notice. It's they're photographing people and their property from not public roads, from other private properties, trespassing onto other private properties to get access.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. They don't care. Okay.
They don't care. They are calling and threatening jail time for civil code violations. They're using coercion to, you know, the affidavit.
Because that's all they know. God, man, I've heard this stuff for 30 years. Okay. You're talking about it. You go, "Well, they this and they're bad and they violate." They don't care. And if they have to, they will have a criminal violation of something else. This is where you get the stops and the harassment by the deputies, and you were speeding 1,400 times, and you got rust through on your truck bed, and you violation. I mean, I already know where this goes. You just got to document everything. There's one thing I want to bring up that is going to piss. They're probably listening or will be on the archive later. This is what they got to worry about. This has been planned from a long time ago, and this is why they make the changes. They're bringing in the A-team of we pull in and we're going to go get some. If you were to track all these new guys and where they came from and their previous jobs and their links and their businesses and their records of the yada, 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 you'll start to build up a case that they've probably done this before for the same people or type of people and got some kind of consulting thing of how I can get a paycheck and I get paid to go screw people. And when they do that, now you're getting to close to where you got a RICO violation. Now, if this is a racketeering thing using government, they don't want that more than anything else. Hell no, we're the government. We can do what sovereign immunity, we can do what we want. But if you can demonstrate that they a criminal enterprise doing and violating of and using the government, ooh, that'd be good. You feel me?
It would. And you know, this is we're 3 months into this process, Ernest. We're 3 months in, solid 3 months of really trying to organize and do this right. And so far we've gotten a lot of exposure. The momentum is building, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And we're getting a lot of support. And if they want to try to find something criminal about me or my background, they can
bring it on. Okay. So do you have the ability, to come down to the Valley? Are you down here ever for anything?
All the time.
Okay. All the time. I'm going to be setting up over the next, this is something that we're already working on. We kind of been building up in audiences we're talking about and whatever we're going to do politics in Arizona 2020 because we can. And it's for exactly reasons like this. If you go to piratewithoutborders.com and you click on the shelter category, you know, you go shelter. All right. Well, what's that? Decentralization down to what? Down to the individual, down to I get to live. Can I occupy my own land? Now, in New Hampshire, there's a state free stater up there. It's a legislator that's going through the same kind of thing. Well, the reason is the local city didn't like, you know, him taking their money away for some legislative whatever the hell. And he bought a burned out ranch or farm that was up there and moved his RV into the barn and just started living there or dwelling there or storing his RV there or how the hell you want to say it. So he was there and they go, oh, you're not allowed to, did the same thing. They come on the land. They didn't see it from the road. They just wanted to get him, you know, because they can. Well, then you go through the process and, you know, the same kind of thing. But what I'm seeing is how they control you is the occupancy permit. When you cannot occupy your land without a permit, the permit is only granted if you kiss their butt in the ring, and you know, it goes from there, and you totally agree, and you sign the paper. So now, they, you know, when you sign that paper, you lose a whole bunch of the other defenses that you had, but that's, you know, fine. You want to play, all right, we filled out your paperwork. Now you're getting into the RICO thing, or you're just highlighting them, or you're just, so are you willing to go through this entire process, bulldoze all your stuff, lose everything, and you start over?
If that's what's necessary, yes. Again, that's the
that's what's necessary. You have to be willing to do that and explain and talk with your wife that this is the battle of your life, but there's life after this battle. If you don't go with that mentality, it'll destroy you. I've seen it do a lot of people. There are disillusionment with government, the whole process, humanity, and everything goes to crap, and a young, beautiful couple with the entrepreneurial spirit and everything that you got, I do not want to destroy that.
They're already trying to destroy it, Ernest, and it's, again, we're taking safeguards, but we are committed.
Okay, you understand why I'm asking and bringing this stuff up, right?
I do, absolutely.
Because it's happened over and over and over, and the people that are, they'll follow you, and you're good-looking, kind of articulate, get out there and whip ass, and you're probably the best guy. They go, damn it, I hate when these Joshua guys come up, man. They just piss me off. So when you do that and everybody gets in, they're going to be at risk also because it's going to be a domino effect. It's going to hit. Everybody has to understand this is the battle. The reason you moved the ash fork was against this. Here they come again.
And what they don't understand is that I'm the least volatile of the people fighting this fight. I'm just the face of Arlo. I'm just the one doing
it. No, I get it. Right? Yep. You guys are in ideal situation from my perspective. What I can help you with, we're going Thursday, we're skipping to the end. We're going to Supreme Court Justice Clint Bollock. This is it. This is it. Here, here we go. We're going to talk about it. Boom, done. Now what?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, then now what? You need to get a case up there. You can do. I can tell you how to get straight to the Supreme Court. It's called Rule 4, 3A, 4, whatever. I've used it and gone. I've had three lawsuits to Arizona. Was it three? Yeah, three lawsuits, Arizona Supreme Court. Okay, but they were on like a few pieces of paper. Usually they're wheeling in big giant boxes of whatever. Nope. It's called a special action, writ of mandamus. When a government agent is required to do something by law and doesn't, or forbidden by law and does, you can go straight to the Supreme Court and boom, I got an argument and I got justice, mystical rock and roll. But I got to have something. You see my point?
Yes, I do.
So this is, they want to play. I am so willing to go be a butthead down here helping. We're going to chronicle it. Now, I was willing to do it when Adam was doing it, but that was kind of their deal. Adam just be kind of quiet, you know, and they leave him alone. But they're not going to leave him alone. That ain't going to happen. They're going to come after everybody. So
we just got a break. We just got a break.
Yeah, yeah. It's just they were lifting the hammer, you know. They're going to cut. Oh, they stopped hitting me. No, they're not. They're just lifting the hammer. They're going to pound on you, get all their ducks in a row, and they're going to go one after another after another after another and serve everybody all in compliance of here it comes. And if you're willing to go on a principled stand and even, oh my God, the law, or them violating individual rights to be able to take what they want using the force of government, this is, they thought they were safe in Ash Fork. They thought they're, and Lovolution went as far away as they possibly could, and it doesn't matter. So you guys want to rock? Let's rock. You ready to rock?
I'm ready.
All right, man. All right, audience. Yeah, we're going to play. We're going to have some fun. It's right here in Arizona. Why is it always Arizona? Okay? Well, you're going to find out. Here we go. All right, Joshua Killeen, go look on the archive, all the links.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay. I'm glad we had this. We're not even started yet, okay? I just wanted to, you know, where I'm at on this and the audience kind of get an idea and who you are and kind of go and check and rock and roll, all right?
All right.
But I've done this before, and everybody, they bust ass trying to get me involved and the help and the do and what, and I still get email list and stuff of different projects around that we worked and how and they're doing, and it's just a slow and steady. They'll get this chief of police guy fired, but then he'll go work for some other municipality doing the same thing for the same reason and use what they did here in Quartzsite as a resume. Yeah, of course you want to hire me. I violated these guys' rights all the hell, and give me a raise. Woohoo! You're just the kind of guy we've been looking for.
I know.
So when you start going on these individuals, there is somebody needs to be tasked, if you're not already doing it, which I'm sure you probably are, needs to be tasked with the people that the names, you know, the government agencies, their bosses, how they got that position, who they replaced, the next guy that's coming to get them. And it's not the elected officials. It's the bureaucracy.
I know. Yeah, we started that process with David Dieterle, and we found out that he's called a hatchet man from where he's come. He's done this before.
Of course they have. Every single time.
Yep, I know. We're on the same page.
I just want you to know. I know what you're up. You're starting to realize and find out. But I've been through this before. They know who I am. They know. We have an RV, that blue RV. We got this one. You know, it was donated by someone. We painted up, got it all kind of taken care of. What we do is when this happens, we go out. I'll give you a good example. We go to Ash Fork. You have some wide spot in the road of the post office of the, you know, center of non-town or whatever there. You go in there and you have some meeting with, and we broadcast with FM transmitters that we got. That'll go a few miles. You know, we can kind of go pirate radio thing. And we promote it on, listen to this live and got the show up here. Woohoo! We're doing a show live for this broadcast. They don't like it.
No.
Now they come down and then we're gone. By the time they even do anything, and we're back in Phoenix. You know, so when we do this, it's just go, look, man, you guys want to play? And we'll log in, we'll go straight into the internet, and we'll do live from kind of and bring attention to, and now we're down at the ledge. Oh, you need, you know, some more press? All right, we going to run for county this, a county, a state that, a legislative whatever, and you fill out and we go get some petition signatures, somebody up there going to say this about that, and we got to have a say and go in all the forums and talking during the 2020 election cycle. Then you start screaming about freedom and this and that, and they go, oh, you must be a Trump person, or you must be a, you know, a lefty liberal. You might, how about freedom person? We're Arizona, kick your ass. That's what we're going to do. And at the end of this thing, all these people need to be outed for who and what they are. They are a team. These people travel and they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in the mid-90s, it was a building, a Sears Tower that had like four addresses, you know, in the same building. And there was a fraternal order of city attorneys, fraternal order of police chiefs, fraternal order of whatever the hell. And these League of Cities and Towns, they would hire from that list. That's how you got to be a city clerk, to advocate for this computer voting machine of whatever the hell, because that was my job to get there and advocate for it. It's a team. And once they get it all corrupt and done and they got it all lined up in the vertical infrastructure into the whatever the hell, then they go to the next one and the next one and the next one. And they pick their, you know, gold team members of who's a sociopathic scumbag that's willing and has, and they do it. Now, I have met with Cottonwood. You know where Cottonwood is?
I do, yeah.
So we go to Cottonwood, the League of City and Town thing. I went down and kind of clandestine's invite of Dara Venetian, that was vice mayor in Sholo. And she goes, Ernie, I've been going, this League of City, and I'm telling you this. She goes, look, man, it's worse than you think. I am going and helping at the golf tournament or whatever. I can have you as a guest of mine, as a constituent or whatever. So they thought that I was, you know, a constituent lived up there, and that some people recognized me. They go, oh, there's Ernie. Hey, what are you doing here? You know, down low here a little bit. So they were all talking about, and when I went to golf tournament, and I just sat in their lobby, and they have one of their attorneys for the League of Cities and Towns that was arguing to how much money can they get from the marijuana thing. This was all about, they didn't even want to stop it anymore. They just wanted to make sure they got theirs and how much their town and how we're going to rip them off and get them on their land. So you could just grow hemp up there. Nope, not without them getting a big, giant shitload of money. So I'm going, okay, this is how it works. So they explained everything to me. I asked, oh, wow, you're so strong and you're so smart, tell me everything. Oh, how do you do that? And they just downloaded to where Bob Anderson, the guy who lives out in Tonopah out here, he just retired from the nuclear power plant, is a refueling supervisor. Well, he's 10 acres, got 14 years totally off-grid, well, septic, solar, generator, wind turbine, blah, blah, blah. So he's already got it going on, man. You guys should meet and go out and see what's up. Now, what happened was, oh man, where was I? I get off on a tangent and everything.
You had a good setup. You had a good setup. He was out there.
Yeah, but there was before that. It was there. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, we've been in this. So right. I'm wanting to make sure that we bring more attention. They're going to go after everyone. Well, they already are. So it doesn't matter. What's going to happen? What the plan is already in place. So they're going to do exactly what they did. Fine, 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 fine. Daily do this or sign here. When you sign that, then you lose all your grandfathering and a bunch of other, you're right, and you totally agreed. But under duress, is that ever addressed? So, you know, anyway. Oh yeah. So the enforcement guys, when they have all these different teams and so on, they start doing this, then they get outed as these individuals before the internet, you know, you would find out 3 years later who this guy was, and he went to another town and doing the same thing. Well, now with the internet, you can dock him. You need a picture, you need a name, you need to have a wanted list of these guys in the history of perfectly, you know, free to do this. But when you do that and you go after their team members, that's when they start bringing in the violin cases and hellfire missiles. You are not allowed to go up against the king's men.
Right. So, well, it's already happening, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, well, have you guys started to dock these guys?
We have. David, like I said, David Dieterle, David Williams, who are the spearheaded, you know, they're spearheading this. Craig Brown, I don't know how deep into this he is.
I don't even need to. We'll do, if it's not on the page and we can point in their pictures, it doesn't matter. Okay, so we need to take care of that. All right, I'm on. I'm in. You know, Debbie. You know, Deb knew that. You know, she gave me. You had no. this is exactly what we've been talking about, and we have been pressing for an example of this issue. Oh, yeah. Bob Anderson and I went to Cottonwood, and we met with one of the guys that I had met down in the Tucson Resort where they had this three-day thing. So I go there, and we sat down, and he was the economic development guy. If you look at Yavapai County and you look for the or any of the towns, the cities, they have this, the economic development guy. New position of whatever, that's the guy, okay? The rest of them kind of, you know, interface with them. They got the town manager and all that kind of crap. But this is a mechanism that they know how to do and why the League of City and Town has a lobbying thing across the street, literally less than 30 yards from the state capitol building. I got to get to my next guest. Joshua, thank you very much. We're not done. Donna will get you back on.
Thank you.
Peace.